Hello, my name is Sabine, Sabine Kraus from FIBA. In my last podcast, we talked a little bit about what can be financed, how can it be financed, the different kind of financing, etc. Today, I would like to answer a fundamental question. I would not answer it if I wouldn't be asked this so often. Should I go to a notary before I got the bank approval? Yes, I can say yes, you can, but only if you can alternatively pay it in cash. If you have to get the financing through an approved loan, then you should definitely wait till you get the approval. Why is this so? I'm very often, and I think I'm very experienced, tell customers, no, that is no problem. And I'm very often also surprised by banks what they find. So I will summarize the points a little bit. First of all, it is the evaluation of the bank. You cannot imagine what they all find in this. So very often they find some, they do not like the area, they do not like the age of the building, the kind of building. Maybe they evaluate it only a little bit lower and say, yes, we can finance it, but you have to bring 30,000-40,000 more equity. If you do not have it, we run into a problem. Most time we can go to another bank, but this means a little bit of time. And why should you make yourself the pressure and say, yes, I have to go to the notary and I do not have the financing? I would like to summarize a couple of other questions. So very often it is also something in their internal guidelines which prevents from the approval. I would like to give you an example. Some banks do not like if you do not have your partner with which you are married, with whom you are married, will not sign to. But this sometimes even is not possible. Maybe a very simple example, if he or she has a negative SCHUFA. Or another example, if he or she doesn't have an unlimited residentship and the bank requests this. So the internal guidelines might be a hint. This what I just raised, a negative SCHUFA is definitely a reason why they do not do it. But also, especially in the Corona times, they do not like the industry you work in. That might be, for instance, restaurant or restaurants closed down, so they do not like if you work in a restaurant area. But it also might, for instance, I had an example. Both people worked at Lufthansa, so they do not like Lufthansa at this time. This can change again, but it is the wrong timing. The other thing which is always a little bit difficult is self-employed people. I love self-employed people, but the bank always make it a little bit more difficult. That be is the self-employment itself, but also maybe the wrong industry or not the financials from the last year or bad interim financings or another credit in the numbers. So whatever. What I authorized is the unlimited residentship. In the meantime, it was not always like this. Banks are very reluctant financing people who are not have a unlimited residentship. And what also happens, and this also happens very often to foreigners, if you cannot give proof about your retirement payments. Might be you want to do a very low, a very high extra payments, but the bank always calculates till the end. And if you have the last 10 years in your retirement payment age and you cannot give approval of this, this even makes the process a little bit more difficult. But as I told you, I have the access to all banks. We can also try a second or a third bank, and this usually works, but this means also we need a little bit more time again. And it might sometimes everything is digital, so for myself it's not the problem, but banks sometimes make a problem. They are not that digital how they propose to be, but I think usually it's possible, but it may be another week of delay. And if you have already fixed your notary appointment, then I always get the call, can I go, can I go, can I go? I would not recommend it. I think that was nearly all. Oh, I would like to say, if you go, what happens then? So you write today, you sign today a notary appointment, a notary contract. So you are legally say, I would like to buy this apartment. And now it happens that the credit will not be approved. Then you have to live with the consequences. The lowest problem might be that you have only to pay for the extra costs or the notary costs. But it's also some might be already for the taxes because you have signed for this. And maybe also for consequences because this guy say, oh, now I have sold my apartment or my house and now I can buy a new one. And might be this does not work if you do not pay for this. So let me give just the recommendation, do not do this for the different reasons. If you have another questions or would like to go ahead with another structure, or just give me a call, give me notice, give me a mail, whatever, let's get in touch. And I wish you a nice day. Have a good time. Bye, it's Sabine from FIBA.